Okay, my loves, we're on the energy check-in of Libra and Libra placements. We are almost done with the entire little mini-series. So Libra and Libra placements, I feel like I'm talking to a Divine Feminine because I see Divine Feminine in the cards, okay? So, yeah, take what resonates, leave what does not. What I am seeing in the cards is, why does this seem like all of this is like part one, two, three? So I feel like, maybe whoever I'm talking to as a Divine Feminine, you might have Cancer in your chart and you might have Taurus in your chart. If you don't, then you might just like have these placements or you might resonate with those readings. But I say that because, with bad health here as one of the first cards that popped up, I feel like I just ended the Taurus reading off speaking about someone that did something towards you ending up in the hospital. So I feel like it's like a series of events happening. And I feel like the Cancer, Taurus, and now this Libra reading is like an order of events. So it's like one, two, three, like a series of events. But I feel like it's unfortunate for somebody else, but it's not anything but good news for you, if that makes sense. So, Divine Feminine, you have a gift coming to you. It's like I said on those other two readings that somebody was going to send you something. I'm not going to go into too many details with that, but if it involved magic, you can go and listen to Cancer and Taurus readings. But this is separate from that. So, at the end of the Taurus message, I said that somebody's gonna end up in the hospital for sending you some type of magic, right? So I see around the time this person's actually in the hospital, shortly after you receive something from them that was meant to cause ill will, the justice also from, it's like all of this is staggering, like a series of events. So your justice on your end, I said on that message too, like something good was going to happen for you and then something bad was going to happen for them. I see another blessing is going to come in for you that was already coming towards you in the first place. And that was a bag or a gift. Like, you know, you're going to receive a bag, an inheritance, a fortune, a settlement, a loan, an advance, like something like that, a promotion, whatever it is for you. There's, you know, it's different things for different people. But this was already coming towards you before anything involving this person had anything to do with anything. So I do see this coming in and you being able to be able to move. If you've been like asking your spirit team, like, when am I going to be able to move? Show me a sign or a hint or a clue. It's going to be happening sooner than you think. And I know they've been saying that for a minute. Like, what do you mean by that? So you'll know by the series of events. So if this message, as I complete it and it's in its entirety, if this resonates with you, go back and listen to those other two messages and you'll understand the events. So this person reaching out to you, you either sending back the money because you don't know what to do with it or accepting it and transmuting the energy. Listen to those messages for more details. But this person ending up in the hospital is another event. So the sending the money and emailing you or whatever is an event. Then after that happens and transpires, whatever you do on your end, there's going to be another event that happens after that, which is this person receiving even more bad karma for trying to put juju or magic on you, bad juju on you. So that's another event. Then this event on this reading now is like part three, and it's starting off with the event is this person's currently in the hospital. While this person's currently in the hospital, something that was already coming to you to put you in like this privileged lady type of spoiled, my tax bracket went up, rags to riches type of energy is then gonna happen. So the third event is like your bag, like that you've been waiting on for a while. You're going to get a dream about this, that's going to resonate with this reading. So if this is for you and you're not forcing the shoe to fit you, and you end up resonating with the whole thing, you resonate with the other two, and you get a dream about it or a vision or something, you're gonna get some type of, like, you know how, like, they say things come in threes? You're gonna receive, like, I have a dream, I had it happen to me in real life, and I heard my spiritual advisor, a reader, say it, or, like, something like that. Like, something's gonna come in threes about this particular situation where you're gonna know I'm speaking to you and this is your reading type shit, right? So, yeah, you're gonna see it. You might get a dream about you celebrating, having fun, fulfilling your wishes, whatever that is, doing whatever you want to do with your money, buying you a car, buying you a house, traveling, whatever. I do see a divine masculine here and a divine feminine switching her communities. So, and like change. So change of communities. So, some of you guys might move overseas. Some of you guys might move states. Some of y'all might move counties. I don't know. Some of y'all might move across the United States, across whatever country you're in. Whatever. Everybody, that's your own business. But, like, I do see a change of community here. And, like, this gift that is already on its way to you as we speak, actually being here. And now you're like, I'm that bitch. I got that bag. I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, finally, the God's been telling me this for a minute, and now I can just do whatever I want. I can live my life. I have no worries, no stresses, things like that. I do see a masculine coming in. There's about two masculines coming in. I feel like one masculine coming in to consult with you is a love interest. It's your person, okay? And I see another masculine coming in. That is, it's giving like a protector energy. So it could be like, cause I see visit here. So it could be like, there's more than one. There's more than two, I should say. So there's one masculine. Let me slow down. There's one masculine coming in and it's a consultant. So somebody that's going to converse with you. So you might see yourself in your dream talking to your divine masculine, especially for the ones that know who your masculine is. You're going to see you and your divine masculine speaking in a dream or a vision or something, celebrating, moving, having like a cute little life together, right? Also, there's another masculine coming in that's a protective energy that's going to visit you. So it's giving me like, it could be like a policeman or a detective or something. To come in and say, hey, you're safe now. We caught the thief, or like, somebody stole this from you. I'm here to let you know we got what they stole back. Here's your money. Here's your settlement. Here you go for your pain and suffering or whatever, like something like that. So it's giving me like somebody is going to come visit you. That's a protector. And normally like, it's giving me like police officer, like protect and serve. Yeah. And then another masculine coming in that is coming in to, deliver you something. So it's like, an inheritance of some sort, like, can you sign for this? Yeah. You know, are you such and such, like knock on your door, hey, are you such and such? And you might think you're getting served to go to court or something. Maybe you are, but it's not nothing bad. It's like you've been summoned to the court to receive your inheritance from a passed on loved one or something like that. So, because I do see like you might have somebody's pension, like somebody left you behind their pension or their benefits or something like that. So it's like three masculines coming in to converse with you. One of them's like a police officer, like, hey, you're safe now. We caught these people. We found text messages, emails, whatever about them plotting on you, blah, blah, blah. Somebody that kind of like has been doing this to you since you were a child, or somebody you grew up around or you considered family or something like that. The other masculine, of course, is your person. And then another one is like, I don't know what they're called, like a server or whatever. I don't know. But they just be like, hey, are you such and such? When they knock on your door, you're like, yeah. And they're like, you've been served. But it's not nothing bad. I don't know how else to explain it, though. I don't remember what they're called. Like a clerk or something? I don't know. But yeah, that person. So yeah, you're going to have maybe three different visions of this or three different dreams. But I do see a revelation coming through. So it's like you're going to see it. It's not just me saying it. If this is for you, you're going to actually see it. Yeah, for sure. There's two cards here letting me know that you're going to see it in a dream. This is something you manifested. Like, maybe you manifested, like, all of these things happening at once or something like that. Your commitment being tested right now. I feel like, maybe you've been having stuff recently happen in your life, like, do you believe in magic? Like, your spirit team been trying to see if you believe in your manifestations, or if, like, you've been constantly being attacked by magic, or you've been constantly being, like, people projecting their own shit onto you. You've been going back and forth with, like, this ain't real, this ain't real, and then one another day you feel like it is real, then this ain't real, I'm wasting my time, da-da-da, and then it's like, no, this is real. I feel like your spirit team is giving you leeway because they understand those moments that you're kind of spazzing out and you don't believe in yourself. It's not necessarily that you don't. It's because somebody is sending you that energy, like projections or magic or evil eye or whatever. So, I feel like with this card, your commitment's being tested. And then under, like, the female magician is basically saying divine feminine is like, no matter how many times people try to, like, destroy your faith in the gods or like steer you the wrong way or make you feel like they're not real or like they don't care about you and you're never gonna be saved and you're never gonna have a good life or be happy, it's like your commitment was being tested. It's giving me like you never quit, like no matter what was going on, you never quit, you never gave up on yourself. You might have been taking breaks or you might have took some time for yourself to heal, because it's like you still had dark thoughts. You still felt a certain way. You're still depressed or whatever when you were going through all this. But it's like you still didn't let nobody break your soul and like make you snap out, spaz out, and give up on life or nothing like that. You're very, very close to being done with all of this. For sure. It's like you can almost taste it. Your destiny is like here for you. For sure. So if you knew you're been like you're destined for greatness, and you probably knew this since a child, and I feel like since a child people have been trying to tell you that your thoughts, your words don't matter, stop talking, shut up, I don't want to hear that, or like that's not gonna happen for you, or like, because I see a child here crying. So like, you've been a powerful manifester since you were a kid, and I feel like you're gonna see just how powerful you are when all this happens, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, it's a deja vu moment maybe, or like something like that, where it's like something that you manifested as a child, and you was like, I'm gonna be, like, for me personally, what I said as a child was like, I wanna be as rich as a celebrity. I never said I wanted to be a celebrity as a kid. I was very specific even as a kid. Like, before I even studied magic, it's like I naturally knew magic. So I was very specific with my manifestations, but I always was like, I want to be as wealthy, as rich as a celebrity, but without everybody in my business like that. Yeah. So it's like, you might, have said something very specific like that regarding your destiny. And I feel like a lot of people were trying to like throw temptations in your way or give you an easier way out, but it was like fluff bullshit, like the grass is greener over here, but like you can always see through that shit. A lot of divine feminines I see that's resonating with this, you have been suffering in silence. You're like, when is this gonna be over? I'm over it, you know, but you still held on to confidence with your, with the solar plexus here. Your, that chakra has a lot to do with like confidence. And I feel like a lot of people were like sending you demons or sending you energy, negative energy, making you depressed, making you have suicidal thoughts or just a bunch of dark shit, to make you feel like, this is not your destiny. Like, you'll never actually be that. I don't know what you want to be or what you're going after, but it's like, no, you're always going to be working for someone else. You can't be an entrepreneur. You're too stupid. You're too dumb. Like, they were trying to, like, literally make you feel like, I can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And I feel like you're not having that. You have, like, all the confidence in the world. Yeah, you're very powerful. You're going to triumph in success over anything anybody's trying to do towards you or to you. You knew this since a child that you had, like, great wisdom. You have a lot of words and things to share with other people. Very, 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 very powerful. The gods are working with you. They're going to show you how much they love you. I feel like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they're partnering with you. It's not just like, it's not like the universe is just in control of you and your outcomes. It's like you and the universe, you and the gods are like partnering together to make, success happen for you. For sure. Yeah, everything I'm saying here is a fact. Libra, I see the scales come up in more than one deck. So it's like everything's finally going to be balanced out for you. Everything's finally going to be harmonious, even in relationships wise, like financially, relationship wise. If you're like, damn, I've been celibate for a while. I've been single for a while. I seen somebody on TikTok comment in on another post that I was on, and I was reading the comments and the person was like, I've been celibate for 12 years. And I was like, Jesus. I'm over here dying after like 3 years. I'm like, oh my God, 12 years is crazy. But like, you know, everybody has their own different journey. So some people have been celibate longer than me or like single longer than me and stuff like that. So however long you've been single or celibate or whatever, like, your love life is finally going to be popping again. Finally going to get some good sex. Finally going to get some good head. Finally going to be able to receive and give and love and have reciprocated vibes going on there, harmonious vibes. I feel like whoever is sending you like negative energy is going to suffer from conflict and defeat. That's on them because they were trying to disrupt you while you're like literally on your path. It's like, you went through all your obstacles and like you're finally just on the road to success and people are still like going out their way to push you off your road to success. Like they're trying to run you off the road or, you know, make your car stop while you're driving down the road to success. Or, you know, it's like giving me Wile E. Coyote and like the Roadrunner vibes. It's like, nah, I'm gonna keep going. Even though there's a piano trying to be dropped on me, even though there's an Acme bomb in the way, even though there's like all these obstacles, I'm still going. So just for them trying to disturb you, it's like, there's no more disturbing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like this person is like the very last person attempting to do this. And I mentioned who this person was in grave detail on the Cancer and the Taurus reading. So go ahead and check back in on that. I don't want to repeat it again. But yeah, very powerful. You're going to see some dreams coming up, visions coming up. Definitely about you traveling. I see some of you guys traveling the world, having fun, going to new countries, city, states, whatever, trying their food, listening to their music, vibing out, dancing, shit like that. There is currently people or energies being sent to you right now, but I feel like your spirit team's handling it. Like, you literally have nothing to worry about anymore. With the Four of Wands here, I feel like a lot of wands. Magic, like, you're the Queen of Wands. So it's like, you manifested this travel opportunity. You manifested happiness, laughs, smiles, memories, stability, a new home, a new community, a new outcome, things like that. With the Sun card here, it brightens up all the other cards in the deck around it. So everything you manifested is nothing but like bright stuff, beautiful things, your love life, the Lovers card coming right behind the Sun card is like your relationship is going to be like the best relationship you ever had in your life. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a vibe. It's like you're marrying your best friend or something. I see, get into nature. Your spirit team wants you to like get out into nature, coexist, limit waste, gather. So it's giving me like, get out into nature, maybe like go to the farmer's market, stop and smell the roses, look at a butterfly, go and, you know, go buy some water or waterfall or like go hiking, coexist with nature. With gather here, it's giving me like go to the beach, do a bonfire. You know, I feel like, with limit waste here, it's like, give back to Mother Gaia too. Like whatever you take from, you give back. So, you know, if you're, going to the farmer's market and you're getting fruits and vegetables, give back by planting seeds, start a garden, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, give offerings. If you, like I said, you're a queen of wands, so you probably manifest or you do magic of some sort. So like, you know, if you have certain deities or something that you work with, give back to them by way of like giving them an offering. If you work with like water deities, go and give an offering to the water deities out by the water, you know, go on a hike, do something like that. If you work with like nature spirits, go and work with them like outside, not just in the house at the altar, something like that. It's just like get outside and fuck with nature, bro. I don't know what else to say about that, but like, yeah. Especially like if you work with certain deities and stuff and you know that, they originated in certain countries, go to the, you know, like when you start traveling, like go to that country and vibe like, oh shit, I'm in, I don't know. Shit, Mexico, and I fuck with this. Like, let me go and get some stuff for like La Santa Muerte or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you fuck with certain beings, if you know you're like, oh damn, I never been to New Orleans and I fuck with voodoo, let me go and say hi to Byron Sumdee and Marie Laveau. Like, that's my ancestor, by the way. So yeah, but like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you work with certain deities and certain beings, like, fuck with them everywhere. They're like, let's get out the house. Let's go pop it. Go here, go there. I don't know. If you work with certain like Hindu gods and goddesses, like go over there and like learn the culture. That's what it's giving me. So that's all I got for you guys. Libra and Libra placements. I'm very happy for you. Have fun and, definitely trying, it's time for you to like pop out. Like your spirit team knows you've been in the house for a while. They don't want you in the house anymore. So it's like when you get this abundance, come outside your cocoon now. It's safe for you to do so. I think that's why Protector came out in the reading, like especially with a police officer or a detective or something finally clearing up things and being like, hey, we caught your stalker. We caught your gang stalkers, you know. You're okay. You're safe. Like, I feel like that person, even if you're like not big on police presence, you know, I feel like this particular officer or detective is going to come to you and it's going to feel like family. It's going to feel like you know them because it's probably your spirit team in this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people you meet, you're like, I don't know you, but I know, I feel like I know you. Even if, like I said, you might not even trust police officers on a regular basis, this person's gonna have like an angelic vibe to them because it probably is your spirit team speaking through them to let you know it's okay for you to leave. It's okay for you to go outside. It's okay for you. You're safe. You don't have to worry about this anymore. Everybody that was harming you or trying to harm you is behind bars or this and that, you know? And then you have your abundance coming towards you. So it's like, it's safe for you to go to these stores. It's safe for you to go out and drive. It's safe for you to walk down the street. You don't have to be afraid or look over your shoulder or feel like somebody's coming after you. Like I said at the beginning of this message, the final event is like this last person being in the hospital that was doing stuff to you magically. So it's like after that, that's it. There's nothing else that can harm you or be sent to you or anything. Like, you literally did it. And your spirit team is going to physically show up in people in many different forms to let you know you're okay, you're safe. You might go to the store and people might do nice things for you. It's just like a lot of protection energy. Like, wherever you go, you're going to know I'm safe, I'm protected. You know what I'm saying? I hope that makes sense. Like, you might be like, wow, I had a really good day. You know, like, I went to the store. It was like a pay it forward movement and somebody bought me my drink. I went here and people were really nice to me. I found parking everywhere I went. You know, I got discounts everywhere. Like, it was my birthday, but it wasn't. But it's just like your spirit team kind of like just clearing that path because you went through so much shit. They don't want you to have to experience anything like that ever again. And they made sure that no matter how long you were going through what you're going through, that when you're finally able to walk out, that you never have to look over your shoulder again. So it's just, you're good from here moving forward in love and health and finances and mental health. Like, even if you feel like you might need therapy, it's okay. They're going to lead you to the right person. Like, you don't have to worry about anybody double crossing you or backstabbing you or betraying you or scheming and scamming. Like, all of that shit's done after this last person with this last event. And I feel like your dreams and your visions are going to start reflecting that. So I hope this helps. Very happy for you. That's all I got. Peace.